Okay, hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Welcome
Trust.
The date is the 18th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Kevin Barrett, I'm 42, I'm from a little village in Hertfordshire called Buntingford.
And how are you today?
Yeah, fine, a bit nervous, but fine.
So, can I briefly take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
Yeah. As my partner, she was on the internet. Well, I think she was watching Psych on GMTV and it was on there, so she actually was the one who did it all for herself, and I said I'll do it as a joke and go along with the thing, and I was the one who got picked.
And how did you feel and she feel when you found out you had a place?
It was both quite excited about it, really. I thought, yeah, it's just sort of excitement and all that. I thought, oh, this is good, you're gonna go down there and do it. So, yeah.
Ask you to talk a little bit about what you're wanting to do today.
I had quite a few things planned, but none of them have really sort of come together, so I'm just going to take my chair up there, sit up there, and probably watch a film on my iPod.
So. And is this something that you were always going to do?
How do you mean, up there?
Yeah.
I was.
Or have you thought about this? Did you kind of toy with other ideas?
One of the ideas I did toy was that you get like stress balls, and I was going to print my business company on there and sort of chuck them at people who wanted them, but it never sort of got round to getting them all organised in time and everything. So.
So can I ask you a little bit about yourself? What
yeah.
you do?
Well, I'm a HGV driver for Summerfield Food Markets.
And how long have you been doing that for?
For them, I've been about 3 years, but I've been driving for 20 odd years now, HGVs. I've been all over Europe and settled down to this nice English work, nice and easy.
Where's one of your favourite places that you've been? Do you get to see much when you're driving?
Not so much on this job, because you just go to the shops and deliver the food, but when I used to go abroad, there's a lot of places you got a lot more time, especially in Germany, where I was based at, and you got to see quite a lot of the vineyards, but the Rhine areas and things like that, and it was quite nice.
You've been doing that for 20 years?
Yep.
And before that?
Sort of worked with computers, but okay. Not exactly what I wanted to do, and it was till I was old enough to actually drive.
Okay.
So, and that's it, I've been driving ever since.
And how difficult is it actually to navigate them and to kind of fit in with the rest of the traffic?
I find it very easy. It just comes naturally now. There's no problems. So you're bigger than everybody else, and the one thing you have to remember is you need the room. So if they're not going to move for you, you have to, that's the wrong way of saying it, but you have to sort of force the cars to give way to you if you need to get around corners. Yeah. Rather than let them dominate you, you're larger. You can make them stop so you can get around the corner.
And could you talk a little bit about your interests?
I haven't really got many now since Ella's been born and that, but I was into archery, very big on the British squad. Not made it into the team, but did a couple of the winter training sessions, and that was my main thing, and that took up a lot of time, and that was 7 days a week, that was shooting every day. But since my daughter's come along, it's sort of non-existent anymore, so, and that's try. When she's a bit older, we're gonna start taking her, and I'll start again.
And what was it that initially got you into archery?
Previous relationship there, who I was with, her sister used to go with her boyfriend, so we just happened to go down there one day after holiday, and that was it. And I was hooked, and it is really hooked as well. So.
And how long were you doing that for?
I started in 98 and I was on the British team within 2 years, which was at that time really unheard of, and I think I still hold one British record. I had three, but I've only got one, I think, there.
And what is the record?
It's what they call, it's a British, it's not a world thing, it's just a British one. It's called an Albion. No, it's not an Albion, was it Albion? Yeah, an Albion. I've still got. Yeah, that's good.
And sport-wise?
Football. It's football and archery, nothing really else.
Okay. Yeah. Which team?
QPR.
Okay.
So, yeah. Only a little one, just championship side.
Okay.
But,
so. And you said that your daughter Ella.
Ella, yep.
How old is she?
She's 6 and a half at the moment.
Okay. And how has she kind of transformed your life?
I haven't got the time to do things that I want to do anymore. It's all the things I use, I can't do so much. It's sort of just being with her and that, and looking after her more than anything. Same with archery, sort of gone out the window, don't do that anymore and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, which I'm not well, I enjoy being with her, so it's okay.
And what would you say at the moment is the most important thing in your life?
Probably she is, definitely. Making sure she's got a good future later on in life and that. Definitely Ella, yeah.
So she's gonna get into archery.
Yeah. She will do. She did it. We just come back from Centre Parks, and she had a go there, and she enjoyed it there. So I was gonna take her up to my old club and have a go. It's better when they're about eight, but you can do it from about 6 or 7 if they're gonna concentrate. But probably 8's a good age because they've got more listening then. Yeah. But so.
And have you thought about getting back into archery?
I will do, but at the moment I work weekends. I do a funny shift. I just work 4 days, but it's weekends. So I can't do any competitions really. And I'm very competitive, so it's difficult. If I can't just go and do it for fun, I need to do the competitions as well. So that's another reason why I sort of haven't gone back to it as well. Because I can't just do it and just go up there and shoot for fun. I need to do a competition as well. Yeah.
And when you're competitive, have you always been quite a competitive person?
Yeah, even with Ella and my partner Sarah and that, I don't let Ella win all the games and that. When yeah, I have to win sometimes. I don't let her win all the time. And it's only against a kid, but I still have to win. Very competitive, I'm. Yeah.
And would you say that archery is quite kind of, well, it's an individual sport? Is it an individual?
It is mainly individual, but we do teams as well. If you're on the British team, that you'll have a team bit where you're against another country and stuff like that, but mostly it is individual.
Yeah. I was just going to say, competitive wise, do you think it's easier competing on your own rather than with other people?
For me, it is. I think it is, yeah. But it was the same. I used to play football, and that's a team thing, so. But you're not relying on anybody else. If it's yourself, and if you're a team, somebody else makes a mistake, you know, or you make a mistake in the team thing, you're letting the team down. With yourself, you make a mistake, that's it, it's your fault, you've got no one else to blame.
So just to go back to your hour slot,
8 till 9.
Are you doing this for anybody in particular?
No. Just gonna go up there and sit up there and do it.
And who have you brought with you today?
I've brought my partner, Sarah, and our daughter, Ella. Okay. I was going to bring our puppy, Oscar, but I weren't allowed to take him up there.
What puppy? How old?
He's 9 weeks today. Yeah, he's today. Yeah, sorry, 9 weeks on Sunday. And he's a Bichon Frisk. I can never say it properly. It's like a little poodle thing.
And I know it's quite early, but are you looking to engage with any members of the public if they are about?
I might do, but I'd probably just gonna be, because I'm sitting, I'm not actually doing anything really. Somebody might say, but I don't know. If anybody talks, I will talk back to them. So.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
I'm not really sure, because I have to admit, I did it as a joke, really. I never expected to actually get out there. It's my partner who did all the applications and that, and I just did it. I thought I'd do it for a bit of fun, and I was the one who actually got picked, so yeah. I'm not really sure what I expect up there, so yeah. Difficult.
And you have a tattoo.
Yes.
Can I ask you what it is?
It's an eagle on a skull, and I got that when I was 17. And I used to hang around with one of my friends who I used to work with then was Hell's Angel. And I used to go out now and again on his bike with him to the pubs and meet the others. That sort of thing, it just came along, I just happened to get one.
And we're still happy with it? It's cool.
Yeah, I think I'm still happy. If at the time, if I did it, remember now, I wouldn't have it if I know now. But I'm not disappointed that I did get it. So it's, if you understand, sort of understand that.
Yeah. And can I just ask you a little bit about where you're from?
Just Hertfordshire.
Have you always lived there?
Yeah, on and off, yeah. I was in Kent for a little bit, but mainly it's been Hertfordshire. So. Haven't sort of moved out of the little village for just been about in the air or sort of close by.
And had you come to London quite a lot?
For work, I'm in London nearly every other day. I'm here all the time in London. But for socialing, we come down a little bit, just, but not that very often.
And what's your relationship with the city like?
Oh, I enjoy it. I love coming, when I do come here, not so much for work and all that, but when I come here socially, like we went to New Year's Eve for the Royal Fight display, we come down there and watched Oliver, and it's great when we do come down and do things like the museums and that. Especially as we are that close, we don't come enough for how close we actually live to London. Surprising.
And have you actually been following this project since the beginning? Or?
Yeah, we have. I've been on the internet and watched a few things, but not really big into it, because it sort of came at the wrong time, because we was going on holiday and a lot of other things as well. So I didn't get to sort of watch as many people as I always wanted to see what they were doing, to see if I can get sort of ideas for myself. That's why I'm just sitting out there now, just going to watch my iPod.
And how are you feeling about being live streamed?
When I first found out about it, I weren't too sure about that, because I didn't realise how much sort of media was going to be involved. But as it's gone on a bit, it's now sort of a month and that down the line, there's not so much media coverage, so it's a little bit better. But at first, it's like the world press and all that, and that was a bit sort of nerve-wracking thinking about that.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I can't think of anything.
Thanks.